Let us come before the Lord and let's seek His illumination for His Word. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, You are the living Word of God. To whom else should we go? For You have the words of eternal life. As we listen to Your Word, may Your Spirit write its message on our hearts and feed our souls with its nourishing truth. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you would turn with me in your Bibles to three places. First, Philippians chapter 4, at verse 4. And we'll continue reading through verse 7, and then Isaiah chapter 43 at verse 1, and then Psalm 23. All three of these passages were favorites of Joanne. Ones that I had the privilege of reading to her often. So first, Philippians chapter 4. At verse 4. Hear now the word of our God. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then if you would turn back with me to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43 at verse 1. But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And then turn back again to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, we gather today to mourn the loss of our sister, Joanne Freeman, and to look to our God for hope and for comfort. And we know that He will well supply. Let us hear then from His most precious word that hope and comfort that is ours in Christ. Before we get to Philippians 3, I want to explain to you a little bit of why that passage meant so much to Joanne. Philippians 4, sorry. As many of you know, Joanne's life, as has been mentioned, was one that was full of suffering. from her childhood until her death. And I dare say that no one here has suffered in this life as much as she did. I know most of you, and I can say that with quite a lot of confidence. I know a lot of you have suffered great things, but some of the stuff that she was called to endure in this life go far beyond what we could possibly imagine. And yet, though her life seemed to be warfare all around, she had peace. A peace that surpasses all understanding. A peace that guarded her heart. You all know how hardships in one's life are very polarizing moments. Sometimes when hardships come, people run away from the Lord and become very bitter and angry. That wasn't Joanne at all. Instead, every trial that came only drew her closer to the Lord. The harder her life got, the closer to God she got. And thus, we see in her life the sovereign Lord turning all things to her good and in service to her salvation. Defying all human wisdom, and in her life we see a display of the power of God. I want us all to remember Joanne's laugh. It was distinctive. I want us all to remember her dry and quirky sense of humor, as has been mentioned already. But most of all, as Mark sort of stole from me, I want us to remember Joanne sitting in that pew. Some of you don't ever remember her sitting there. You weren't here, but she came diligently and faithfully. And I want us to remember, sometimes it's easy in life just to ignore all the bad things and only think about the happy times. But Joanne taught us a very important lesson. As she was doubled over in that pew because she was in so much pain, she taught us that there is only one source of true peace. There is only one source of joy. And it is the Lord. And she wanted to be as close to Him as she could. Though the effects of the curse of sin brought her down, the Lord continued to lift her up and gave her a strength that caused her to run when all others would fall down, because she had the Lord as her strength. And it was He who caused her to mount up on wings like eagles and to soar, even when the ground was far bumpier and more difficult than any of us could imagine, and none of us in our own strength could ever possibly hope to cross. You think about that. Think about that the next time you feel like sleeping in on a Sunday. Or you think that something else is more important on your Sunday morning than being near to the Lord in church, the place where He is most clearly seen. You remember Joanne, and you remember the testimony that she gave us all, that true peace is only found in the Lord. For every trouble that we have, Christ is the remedy. Sin, Christ washed it away. Guilt, Christ erased it from our record. Death, Christ gives us life. Enmity with God, Christ gives us peace with God. Hatred between people, Christ brings reconciliation and forgiveness. And the list could go on and on. The peace that the Lord gave to Joanne and gives to all of His people is also full of joy. And you saw the testimony of this joy in Joanne in that many of the songs that we sang in church she knew by heart. The Lord had written those words of praise, of joy, of peace, of good news on her heart. She heard the good news. She believed it. And when we read that verse in Philippians 4:4, rejoice, and again I say rejoice, Joanne heard the call of the apostle and joined in. And she knew the reason why she could. The next passage is Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3a. And I'll just read it again for us. But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. This passage became a passage of great comfort to Joanne in the process of losing her husband, Ian, and continued through the rest of her life. She understood that life was filled with trials and difficulties, but what amazed me about Joanne is that she had incredible strength that was given to her by the Lord to go through every single one of those difficulties. And her one solace, the rock and foundation of her life, was that she knew her triune God was with her. She knew that life was full of fires and floods. Those are symbolic of trials and difficulties in life, and ultimately of the judgment of God against sin. The imagery of the water is that of the Red Sea crossing primarily. The Israelites were tested there, but the Lord delivered them and saved them from their enemies. The imagery of fire is drawn from the idea of fire as the wrath of God against sin, but also times of testing and struggles in this life. We are shown the idea of this passage in the story of the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But the main message of this passage is that no matter whether it is judgment or whether it is time of great difficulties in our lives, we know that we shall pass through and not be consumed. For the Lord will walk with us through them. That's our comfort. This is now a new stage in life for us all, but especially for her children. For Travis and Melissa and Doug, we have a fear, oftentimes, of the unknown. and what life will look like now that this massive change has happened. But this is our comfort and the reason that we never have to fear. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with us. The last passage is Psalm 23. This psalm was of great importance to Joanne because it also conveyed the truths of Philippians 3 and Isaiah 43. The Lord was going to provide for her peace and comfort and joy no matter the trial, and even if she were to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, she knew that the Lord was with her. But there was an added truth in this psalm that Joanne really treasured. And that is that she knew that the goodness and mercy of the Lord was going to chase her, to hunt her down all the days of her life. And that no matter what happened to her, she knew that she was going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So many people place their hope in this world. Joanne had no such illusions. The suffering in her life had clearly taught her this glorious truth. True hope, lasting hope, is not found anywhere in this world. It is only found in the triune God, whose name she was baptized in. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Only in this one God is there real hope of eternal life. For she knew that the Father loved her, and the Son came and died in her place on that cross to give her eternal life. And the Holy Spirit was given to her to give her all the blessings that Christ had earned for her. She knew the promise of Christ was true. He had gone ahead of her to heaven to prepare a place for her there, that she truly would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Brothers and sisters, these passages gave great peace, joy, and comfort to Joanne. Let us go forth remembering these glorious passages in which our triune God so lovingly speaks to us, that even in the fires and the floods of life, and even in the valleys of the shadow of death, we know that our God is with us. He will supply us with a peace that surpasses all understanding and will cause us to be with Him forever in victory and glory forever. So even in this time of mourning, rejoice. It's not something you really hear the world say too much. Celebrate their life, and then that's just sort of it. Kind of depressing, really. But the Apostle Paul calls us to rejoice. Rejoice even in the midst of death. And we have every reason to rejoice because we know where Joanne is. We know where she is. And we also know who is with us now in this time, and who is with us throughout all our earthly life and pilgrimage. Amen.